Hi guys, we get a lot of questions about how I get my hair and my wave so silky smooth. So I'm gonna let you in on the secret now. We have these 100% satin do-rags. These are good for all hair types and textures. Whether you have waves, whether you've got plaits, whether you've got dreads, whether you just want to keep your hair flat. Gents as well. This is for the man, let me know. Don't tell anyone I told you. If you want to extend that haircut, then throw on your do-rag, man. Tie it at night, you roll around, it flattens the hair. Ladies, you get your nice little do on, you wanna look good, you got a big date coming up. Tie it down, boo. You don't need to worry about it messing up when you wake up. You jump up. Come, so you ready for road, man? 100% satin do-rags, click the link in the bio.
I got my new thing important. I got the Christian Dior. They wanna look at the foreign. They couldn't even afford it. Look what I did with the bag. Look what I did with the bag. I got a thing in the back. And I ain't taking no chat. I got my new thing important. I got the Christian Dior. They wanna look at the foreign. They couldn't even afford
it. Follow us on Instagram at Express Truth Show.
Unfiltered people, we're back up in the building. Express Truth Show, making Thursdays great again. And before we do anything further today, people, hit that like button, hit that share button, hit that subscribe button, and let's add the new one, man. Leave a comment, people. Algorithm business that we're dealing with, man. Anyway, no long thing, people. Shout out the Patreon crew, big up yourself. Shout out to the Spotify crew. Shout out to the YouTube crew, big up yourself. And like I said, people, no matter what you're watching this on, like, share, subscribe. It's as simple as that, man. So anyway, let's get straight into this thing. Stephen, what are you saying, man?
Yo, gang, making Thursdays great again, never late again. It's the greatest show on earth, man. Dynamic duo back in effect. Your favorite podcast. Changing a word one Thursday at a time. We're there, fam. We say if I'm unapologetic, unbiased, and always unfiltered, man.
Come on. You know how we do it.
Listen, shout out all the BMs and the wifeys out there, innit? I mean, I talk about mine, can't. You see me? I talk about Uno. Talk about ours, because you think she's yours, but we share her, really, innit? What we saying, Mark, before I get myself in that trouble? What are
you saying? Yeah, man, we here, man. Chilling, Stephen. Taking it easy. Enjoyed that few couple of days of sun. I mean, it wear nothing heavy, but you could wear a t-shirt, so I can work with that. Most definitely. Can definitely work with that. Fresh off the Saturday stream crew know this, but fresh off the Planet of the Apes revamp. Official. Yeah. Official. I liked it, man. When I really think about it, Stephen, that was my... I think that's been the best one, you know. I'm going to keep it real. Watch the other three. Yeah, watch them first.
No, the only reason I'm saying family, because I'm surprised you're saying that based on some of the like reviews and stuff I've seen.
Yeah. What they're saying in the reviews?
Of the other ones. They're saying like, no, not like it's rubbish, but I mean like reviews / rankings, because man's are like, ranking all of them and rare. Well, it was decent still. It was decent. You can see that they're just trying to set up a thing, you get me? Trying to set up a new trilogy or new... Because I think they're aiming for... 3, 4... So that's 4. There might be 5 more films. But I'm hearing they're trying to do 9, you know, like overall, like 9 Planet of the Apes. So they might be doing a quad, I don't know what you'd call it, a quad, but 4 of them this time around.
It can definitely work, you know.
No, it'd be 6, isn't it? Yeah, because it's 4 now. Yeah, 5 more. So there'd be 5 more.
It can definitely work. I'll tell you why. Because the story can go so much different ways. See what I mean? You can take it to where the humans come back and the war. You can take it to where the apes spread out over the globe. There's no things they can do with it, man. No things. And remember, that's a big time movie from the 60s, you know. Like, back them old school ones were massive in them days. Like, in them old school days, they were like blockbusters. So I think they can recapture that glory. But the CGI, definitely top tier CGI, man. 100%. 100%. Yeah, CGI, the CGI, sometimes you're looking and you say, hold on. Is that a monkey? Is that an ape I'm looking at? Since when did apes act? But yeah, man, it is, well, it is, man. So what are you saying, Stephen? What's going on?
But I don't want to come on here with no vibes, you know. Everything all right still. Everything all right. When my story is written, you know, no one can say that man wasn't a patient man. You see me? That's what I'm going to say, but...
1,000%, man.
You know, fam.
1,000%.
What are you saying, OG? Before we kick it off like a game of FIFA.
I'm good, man. I'm good. Relaxing, taking it easy, man. You know me.
Facts.
So, okay. Saturday stream crew, big up. We kind of touched on this.
Gang.
We kind of touched on the subject, but we went in depth, kind of spoke about the roads and all of that kind of stuff. But the unfiltered crew, we're definitely going to have to come back, go in again, hear what Steven's got to say. And I'm going to keep it real, Stephen, before you get into any kind of articles or anything like that, yeah?
Yeah, man.
It's a shame that when you really check it out, week in, week out, there's so much rappers getting in trouble with the law, getting locked up on Front Street all the time, like all the time, like the same day that this situation went down, like the sentencing.
Yeah.
Another rapper, you know what I mean, who's got a following, had been called in for something as well. I think he got locked up too. I don't even know the brother's name, man. But we're dealing with Birmingham business right now, and we're talking about one of the known rappers from Birmingham, Stardom.
Correct.
So,
man,
Stardom is someone who is definitely known, man. If you're in Brum and you're into rap, you know who Stardom is. He's my name.
From Johnny Days till now, you get me?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I'm just straight talking on a musical level.
No, so am I, fam, because remember them ones used to...
But remember, they were called B6 Slash, though.
Yeah, and then, it was like an offshoot.
Yeah.
Offshoot of... Fam, I ain't getting... This ain't fucking Gangs of New York, bro. What are we saying?
I'm just showing you in it. Like, Stardom has put in, like, when you really check it, you know, he's been about from the old school days, because like I said, he came through B6 Slash, innit? So when you really check it,
yeah, that's going back.
That man's been around from 2004, 2005, and he came from that camp right there. He came from that camp, man. He'll tell you that himself. So he's in the news right now, Stephen. So if you can do the honors.
All right, Birmingham Live, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. A Birmingham drugs gang led by a notorious city rapper with links to the Johnson Crew has been jailed for more than 45 years. Stardom was the head of the Flash Line supplying cocaine and heroin to Aberdeen in Scotland. The 34-year-old from Sutton Coldfield was once a promising footballer, has more than 85,000 followers on the gram, and had set up a music studio in Dubai. But the father was described as a wasted talent at Birmingham Crown Court, where he was sentenced on Wednesday, May the 8th, to 12 years and 9 months. His second in command, Pep, from Warsaw, was jailed for 12 years and 10 months, while Aberdeen-based distributor, Mr. Macy, age 41, was handed 11 years and 6 months. Recruit Mr. Gardner, age 40, was jailed to 5 years, having allowed his address in ERD, Erdington, to be used as a safe house, while he had also had occasional control of the drug line itself. Drug courier, Miss Dacries, age 29, from Sutton Coldfield, was sentenced to 3 years and 5 months. A street dealer named Mr. Suri, 28, of no fixed address, was handed 9 months consecutive to a term of imprisonment he is currently serving. Says that the drug racket was running between 2017 and 2022. One stage during 2018, the original flashline number was swiftly replaced by a new number after the police managed to disrupt the operation. The supply of heroin and crack cocaine was highly organized, well resourced, and involved the crossing of the English and Scottish border.
It is a highly resilient criminal agreement capable of coping with the demanding efforts of police to disrupt and curtail criminal activities. So, do you want me to?
Yeah, man. Elaborate. Give us a little.
Man, I kingpin. Man, I godfather. Man, I head honcho. Man, I Pablo Escobar. Saying he's the big dog in charge, and it basically the saying man's running between Brom and Scotland, Aberdeen sides. But that's mad, you know, Mark. So if they're saying it ran from 17 and 22, and it's 24 now. So you know what it is? This is the thing. And I'm not saying it happened here, but it happens in general. A lot of the time, people think the police are stupid because I know they can be slow and lackluster and all of that stuff. But when it comes to things like this, they're not letting you get away with it. Particularly if it's a situation where you're doing whatever you're doing on the road. So in this case, Stardom, you take it international, owe me. Man's on the internet. Yo, I do this, I do that. Rapping, showing things, YouTube, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yo, I got this, yeah, so this, or this, that, so this, or that, so that, so. And you're already known to the police for stuff. Well, you know what they do? They let you live your best life, you know? Because they don't want to, it's a little bit sadistic on their part, but I know they're trying to send home a message. Because they won't grab you, Mark. So let's say it was you and I, yeah? Mm-hmm. They ain't going to grab mans where I get 2 years, you get 2 years. They're gonna say, yeah, man, run around, man. Go crazy. Pop all the bottles, man. Drink that Don Julio. Drink that Johnny Walker Blue Label. Go crazy, man. So when they grab you, it's 10 plus. And then all you got while you're in the jail cell is memories and Vaseline, fam.
And a sock, fam.
And hand moving back and forth, but you're not shining an apple, fam. BFB business, no diddy. You get me?
Bible,
fam. Yeah, like you were saying, though, just before I let you come back up, come back in. It's a shame, man. I don't know what's going on. Because we had Mitch. We had Digger D. Now Stardom, it's like they're sitting in the water, man. Like all this God-given talent going to waste, man. Like I understand it can be hard because a lot of us grow up from certain environments and we come from certain things. So let's say like a lot of these men seem to be gang affiliated, and it. So let's say you come out and you're gang affiliated, and that's how you were introduced to the music. It's kind of hard to let it go. Look at the King Von situation, blood. Obviously he was looking at crazy bodies, but obviously he got killed himself, didn't he? Like, you sign a man for millions and all of that. It's hard to let go of All Black. So, like, it might be hard to let go of Aston or Erdington or Handsworth or Lazelles or Peckham or Hackney or Brixton or, you know what I mean? Wherever you're from, wherever the ends are for you. It might be hard to let that go, man. Because man's want to leave and show the man, them like, yo, look, I'm getting money over here doing X, Y, Z. But in the same token, and some cats might be real enough to admit it, and some may not, but they all still want that street love, man.
Yeah, man.
It's sad I can't let that go. I don't know what it is. That's like its own drug. We're talking about crack and heroin and cookie, and it's like the love of the streets, the love from the streets. It's like it's its own addiction within itself. What are you saying, Kate?
Come on, man. You know how this thing goes, Stephen. Let's just keep this thing 1,000. What did Money Mitch say? I can leave, but if I leave, the fans still gonna love me. You see what I'm saying? So the way I look at it is like this. Yeah, we can just say it as it is. Man of hustling, I get that. I get it. You're hustling, you're doing your thing, you're going down to Scotland. I know that. North Wolves, man, used to go down there still. That's how I know about Scotland. Wolverhampton brothers were the first Midlands mans going Scotland. Facts. I'm talking from the 90s. Wolves, man, were going Scotland. I don't know what they're doing down there, but they were going Scotland, and that's how I know about Scotland. The only other brother I know who went Scotland, his name begins with an S, yeah? But all right, let's keep this thing. I'm talking about Super, fam. But I ain't trying to put man's business out there. But all right.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Superman, fam. Yourself?
Mine's went Newcastle. Mine didn't go Scotland, fam. Yeah, talk about that.
Was it Newcastle? No, I'm talking about you. You're the only brother I know who's been there. As in like you've physically been there. Because obviously it's in the UK. But all right. Look.
It's mission, isn't it? Yeah.
the end of the day, I'm going to say it as it is.
Go to.
Brothers are obsessed with trinkets. And what do I mean by that? I mean they're obsessed with trinkets, cars, designer clothes, jewelry, Dubai trips, taking pictures in Dubai. All of that kind of stuff is like a, it's like a major thing. Man's are hustling to do that stuff. So I'm not even talking about stardom per se, but a lot of men are hustling and they're doing stuff like that. You see what I mean? Spending their money on clothes, cars, trips to Dubai. And the longer that you invest your money into things like that, you're going to have to stay in the game. Let's keep this thing real, because if you're a man who's hustling, the only thing you should be hustling for is a better tomorrow. You should only be hustling to get out the game. Like, from the day you get in the game, you should have an exit strategy. Simple as that. And going back to your point, Stephen, you are right. The police, a lot of men get this thing twisted. They think, oh, I've been doing my thing for a year, nothing's happened. 2 years, nothing's happened. The police will watch you, you know, and say, yeah, man, do your thing. They'll hold a file for everything that you've did, just in case one day you want to change your life. But outside of that, they're going to literally watch you and just say, do your thing, hustle, make them trips. You're spitting bars in songs, because let's keep it real. I know Stardom's music and you can hear what he's saying in the music. So for me, that is just crazy. The fact that I'm actually doing something and then I'm saying it on the track. I'll keep it real, Stephen. I'm not going to be selling a man a £10 draw and then going in the studio and saying, yo, I just sold this man a £10 draw. Why am I going to do that for? Because now, not only do people know what I do to get money, or an avenue that I use to make money, I'm putting my business out there. You see what I'm saying? So the police will literally let you hustle, you know, and say, yeah, man, do your thing, build up your thing, knowing that they're going to run in on you one day. And that's how it always ends up. It never ends any other way. I've only ever seen, man, hustle for a 5-year period, a 10-year period, and eventually that day comes. That day comes, man, when them people run in on you and get you for these heavy sentences. And the way I look at it is like this, like, clearly, let's keep this thing 1,000, Stephen. Clearly, there's no money in this rap thing on a lower... It coming like it's only Stormzy and them top-tier man who are eating out of this thing. Central C, Skepta, them brothers, them kind of... It coming like it's only them that are eating. Because when I'm really checking it out, I'm like, okay, Stardom, he's got, he does some decent numbers. He definitely has got a fan base. So in my head, I'm like, I'm an old school guy. So I look at it like, okay, all you need, you know, this is old school talk. All you need is a fan base or a support base of 500 to 1,000 people, you know. As long as you keep that 500 to 1,000 people happy and entertained, you're supposed to can run your life from that. Facts. And that don't just go for music. That goes for a man who's running a bakery, a man who's running a corner shop. 500 to 1,000 people spending frequent money with you, you're supposed to can live from that. Now, I'm doing that on the low scale. A man like Stardom, you're supposed... I'm saying... supporters, what, people that are actually spending money. Stardom must have 5,000 people.
Well, they said they had 85 on the gram.
That's so. Come on, though, Stephen. We know the gram don't mean nothing.
Yeah, no. So I was going to apply the logic that we always use. So let's call that 10%. So that's still 8,500 people.
Yeah, there you go. So even if you say 10%, which we do apply that logic, man's supposed to can eat. But I'm not gonna look at a man and say, yo, don't hustle. I'm going to look at a man and say, don't hustle brown, though. I'll tell you the truth. Don't hustle brown or crack. Because I tell men straight, that's some devilish drugs. But what I will say is, the hustling thing should be a temporary measure. never a long-term solution. It should only be a short-term solution. So the end of the day, to see a man go out like this, as far as end up in the paper and all of this stuff, it's sad. Let's keep it 1,000, man, because...
Okay. Sorry to cut you. Let me just interject. You know what I'm realizing now when I see more and more of these cases coming up. But I can't even bash the ending of Top Boy 2 tough, because it's coming like that's seeming more and more realistic. Like, man are doing anything to hold on to the P. Man make it quick. Man can't let go of the road. Then you can't keep up with the overheads or whatever, or the new plate drops, or yo, my thumb's not the shiniest no more. Or it's not the biggest no more. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, man's can't give it up. And if we're also saying and using the grey matter that we have to say, like, it seems like there's no money in music, then they're not going to let go. Speaking of Top Boy, though, big up the sister in blood. She just won a BAFTA, you know. I forget her real name. But
yeah, man, big up the sister who played Jackie for winning the BAFTA. Well deserved.
I think her name's Jay. Her name starts with a J. I don't know if it's Jenny, you know. I think her name starts with a J, but bigger up anyway.
Well deserved, man. Most definitely.
She
well
carried
deserved.
The last season on her back, fam.
But what I'm saying is, though, Stephen, yeah, this is why when you hear me saying, even with like the representation that's on, that comes through film, music, it can kind of glorify these things. Let's keep it 1,000. It can kind of glorify these type of things. So a man looks at these things almost like a career, opposed to, it's meant to be like an in and out thing. Like, that's meant to be a temporary measure. But brothers are doing this kind of stuff long term. And not only doing it long term, but going on songs and saying, yo, this is what I do. You see what I mean? And then when you really check a man's, come on fam, you go into to the gram, you can see that, I ain't watching nobody, you know. But you can see, because if you're a man who knows designer, you know that a lot of money is being spent. Now, all I'm saying, man can call me a fool if they want. But surely, if an average Joe can see that, who's just a normal man, surely the police are watching that, Stephen, as well. Because I'm sure they'll be watching that. And they know better than me and you, you know, what the profit margins are on this music thing. Or should I say in this music thing. They know. You see what I'm saying? They know. And that's why they'll put in the headline, rapper. You see what I mean? Rapper. Because a rapper is supposed to be a career. If a man's saying in the paper that you're a rapper, that's meant to be a career path, meaning you're supposed to commit money from that. But just, I'm just keeping it real. The reason why these things will never stop is because they're glorified. Let's really have the conversation. These things will never stop because they are glorified through music, through film, through popular culture. These kind of things are glorified because when you really check it, yeah, who's the biggest rapper right now in the UK?
Probably Central Cee.
And he even raps about all that kind of stuff.
And he don't do it.
But that's what I'm saying. Exactly. It's popular street culture. No, it's hard to tell a brother, Stephen.
Yeah, go on.
Yo, you shouldn't be doing that. Because that's all that's promoted and that's all that... Like, because you think about Stardom, that man is like about your age, isn't it? They're close to... We're all in the same era. So it's
Same age group.
Yeah, man. And you got to think... I'll just say this before you come back in. And I said this on the stream. If my man can run that type of operation between Brom and Scotland, you know what his brain could do legally?
That's what I'm saying.
His brain legally could run a legal business. I'm talking without no investment from Road. Because you can tell that the brother knows what he's doing. Because you do have to have brains to do what he did. Or allegedly what they're saying he did. What are you saying, Stephen?
No, it's funny you mentioned Cench, innit? Because I'm saying, is it... And I'm not trying to make an excuse or a cop out. But I'm just thinking, as you've said that, is it slightly a racial issue as well? And what I mean by that is, he spits all the same kind of crap. Yo, I was on the road with I was shutting coke to the uni students and all this. But no one pulls his card and says, my man weren't doing it. Oh, my man was really doing it. But I'm saying, when it said the 100% brother, oh, my man ain't real. You know what I'm trying to say? Mark, that's that. And the thing is, why I'm saying this point is, I feel like that's partly why man will do these things, man will fly, flip birds and all of this and whatever, whatever they're doing and run up on ups and all of this and then say it in the music, because the same fans that would be like, oh, my man's the realest, you know, but my man's crazy, would be the same ones who'd be like, oh, my man's a dickhead, you know, but how's my man going to pay him that? He's meant to be killing it. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. So it's hard, fam, because these fans are fickle, you know. That's why they're called fans, bud. Because when they're ready, they blow hot or cold, fam. And even further, you can turn them off, blood. That's why they're called fans, fam.
You're on Front Street, fam. Let's keep it real. You're on Front Street because now people are questioning how you make bread, how you make money. So they're going to listen to what you're saying in the music, because go on to the post when they're saying that he got locked up and all of that, and when he got sentenced, and people are in the post saying, least he lived what he rapped.
Family, this is what I'm saying. This is the misconception. That's what I'm saying. Between a Stardom and a Central C, I'm saying, yeah, I know one's got more of the commercial push, but I'm just using him because we're talking about stars, innit? I'm saying, one, you know, it's 100% real rap. You know what I'm saying? He's living what he raps and all of that. But the other isn't, or it's not proven or whatever, but it doesn't seem to be an issue. Like, and this is, it's not just the UK, because, all right, flashback, I'm going off a little bit, yeah? Remember that Slim Jesus, yeah?
Yeah.
Remember he was doing the little drill and getting a buzz and all that. But as soon as he was like, oh, blood, it's not real and all of that, really, fam, he told you from Jump Street, fam. I think it's when he did the Vlad, I believe, Mark?
Yeah.
He weren't trying to act big and bad. He's like, yo, it's props. Man's just spraying this. I just like the music, it's entertainment. And then after that, you see man's run up on him. Blood, the geezer said it's not real. He's not trying to be a bad man, fam.
Facts, but a man, you see, in the rap world, yeah, if you was like a black brother spitting, our Central C was spitting, mans that knew you from your zone would be like, my man ain't about that. My man weren't doing this. Come on, we all know. I don't know how London sit. But if that was Bron, and it was a black brother who was saying, even if he said that he saw Bud in year 7, mans from year 7 would pop out. No, he didn't. I knew him in year 7. No, he didn't. But a Central C's got the runway. He can say, whatever.
I agree. We're in agreement, Cake. We're in agreement. You've just expanded on the point. But what I'm saying is, what I can see, no other reason. Like, that's what I'm saying. Is it a racial thing? Because, fam, I've heard mans in Brom Corp say, bro, not even drugs, you know, but like I don't want to call no names, though, because they'll try and say it's me hating, and it's not me. Like, the man, big mans are big in Brom, yeah, mans in the full swing of his bars. I'll be like, oh, yo, you heard my man's new thing. Yo, it's hard, you know. I've said that to a man. Man's like, oh, my man's a dickhead, you know, bro. I said, oh, my thing. Oh, what's he done to you? You know him. No, I don't even know him, but mine is a dickhead. You can't win, bud.
Facts, yeah. Come on, fam.
But what I'm trying to say is it. But Mark, I know it's just a bad mind thing, but is it? I'm just genuinely wondering. Is it slightly? I'm not fully trying to pin it on that, but is it slightly an element of race in it? Because no one really calls out Cench, bud.
Yes, it is, Stephen. Because I'll give you another example. Look at them American brothers, yeah. And they'll be like, you'll have different zones, and they'll be like, yo, anytime that this man comes to town, he's got to check in, dog. He has to check in. I remember that trick in Detroit, and he was saying that mans have to check in, and if mans don't check in, now he's got the thing on him. And I'm like, rah, does Ed Sheeran have to check in? Does Sam Smith have to check in? Does Shasha, Bowling, Karen, or whatever the brother's name have to check in? Oh, I get it. Only Brat brothers have to check in your zone. And that's the same, fam, like with Central Sienna. Like, he'll be doing that. And no disrespect, big up Central C, but I'm saying he can do that and say whatever. No one cares. Because he's not black. Let's keep it real. But if that was a black brother, mans would be like, yo, my man's a knob. I knew him back in the day. He weren't on that. He weren't on that.
It's true.
Let's keep it real. This is what I say to all them rappers, and just do your thing. Ignore the naysayers. I'm talking to Brom. Just do your thing, because no matter what, some clown's gonna pop up from back in the day and say, my mum wasn't on all of that. I know my man from them. Like, there's always going to be someone.
I used to punch him up for his dinner money, blood. Or something.
That, exactly. There's always. So that's why. Remember, we used to see it all the time. Because remember, the days of CDs, man would bring their CDs into Hatman. That was the place where CDs sold for Brom Rap, yeah? Hatman. Okay? Mans would bring their CDs in, Stephen. Facts. And I'll be in there just doing my thing. And a man would. You'd get a random person coming and be like, yo. I know my man's a dickhead, fam. Like, I'm like, yo, well, what's that got to do with his rap career, though? What's that got to do with his rap career? You see what I'm saying? So if you seen him on the cover of a movie as an actor, would you say the same thing? Yes. Exactly. Would
Some
you say
people
the same?
Would, yes.
But they'll probably be like, oh, like, you just can't seem to win. You just can't see. There's always going to be someone saying something. That's what I'll say to brothers. Just do your thing, man. Because then when you check it, we're arguing over who's real and who ain't real. And then, boom, outside folks come in and take up them mantles anyway. Yes. Outside brothers who weren't enrolled at all or who weren't involved in the community or nothing can come in and say, oh, I'll do this then. You see what I'm saying? I'll tell you straight. When man's made UK movement, we made UK movement, Stephen, yeah?
Yeah.
We've gone Aston, filmed them mans. Gone Handsworth, filmed all them mans. Gone Bartley Green, filmed all them mans. Gone Stetchford, filmed all them mans. Gone Chemsley Wood, gone Erdington, gone everywhere.
We got UK movements, yeah?
We got UK movements and associations.
Which is Mark Dwayne, UK movement representing, you know what I'm saying, Street Club Magazine.
Big up the UK movement.
And associates with business as usual.
It's crazy, yeah, we got a UK movement, yeah.
You don't know, yeah, big up UK movement, yeah.
UK movement, baby, me, you get me?
UK movement, scratch your D's in the house.
And we got UK movement, yeah, because we got dudes that do things like this. No one that knows nothing, you get me?
Big up UK movement, business as usual.
Yeah,
yeah,
big up UK movement, yeah. UK
movement. UK movement, DVD.
Yeah, UK movement, I'm feeling.
We got the UK movement.
UK movement. Is it no UK movement? Birmingham moves to UK.
There you go.
Alright, UK movement rolling.
It's like we roll for now.
Get me, yeah, man's got a clothing line. You got your t-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh,
there, there, you get me. This is a usual. Get me. So we're doing big things with DVD, UK movements, while we want.
But then you'll have somebody from, say, Neutrals. I'm just giving an example before anyone says, oh, you called up my zone. Neutrals or somewhere who'll be like, my man film my ops down there. Then they'll see you and be like, yo, blood. I'm like, bro, come out of my face, fam. With all that foolishness. But what I'm trying to say is,
that's what.
But then, you see, and then from them days now, it'll make a man leave the game all loud. It's a joke thing. And then who comes in? A brother from King's Norton or something, who don't have nothing to do with nothing. And he's
family,
the one that them man
family,
are now the
I
ones
mentioned.
Benefiting. So I don't family. Care what none of these Brummies are going to say, man. We do our own thing. Express
get
Truth
facts,
Show.
Gave.
And none of this is getting edited out either. We do our own thing because that's from them days. The bad mind thing mashed up the place in them days.
Fam, the bad mind thing's here now, blood.
Different
like,
now,
man,
though.
Man
different
are out
now.
Here running around. I've never met my fam. Man are gonna make me start getting hot like the sun in Africa again, you know, blood. Fam, man, I don't know, man, from Adam, blood. I've never even seen you in real life, G. I don't know your name. I don't know you to say safe nothing. Must be pillow talking, whispering with gal. And then certain man are running behind dickheads, fam, all around the globe, fam, skinning tea and that in the background, fam, like a backup dancer. Fam. Remember when Kanye was at the mobiles and then my man stage skanking, like backup dancer, like that, fam. But in real life, fam.
Right, so man of pillow talking, Zuba's name, yeah?
Man of pillow talking, fam.
Yeah, I know
man,
what you're talking about.
Brick to the face, huh?
I know exactly what you're talking about, but that's what it is, so. We ain't gonna tiptoe around nothing.
All it is see something, say something, innit? That's all it is.
Now it's factual things you're talking, but this is what I'm saying. It's sad because you know what I mean, like them are the brothers that are becoming like the the OGs of the music scene then. Because they're from our days, innit? The youngsters now, they're like, I'd say 27 and downwards. You see what I mean? So a man like that who's 34, you're an OG in this thing, meaning you've been on this bro music thing for a minute. So the new guys that are coming up now can come and say, yo fam, yo, how do you get a song on Spotify? Or how do you do this? Or yo, link me up with this DJ from London, or link me up with that man. You see what I mean? That's what's supposed to be happening now in the bro music thing. That's what's supposed to be happening. Because it's a lot more together now, meaning that a lot of the borders and stuff have broken down. Would you agree, or you think I'm... Whereas before, like, man just weren't messing with you.
Birmingham,
and like,
London, or just the Birmingham music scene in general.
Yeah, I'm just talking like, bro, it's different now for the youngers, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I'm saying. So,
who's the hot one for Brom right now? I think it's T Rhodes, my dad.
I thought it was the other one, man. What's his name? The same one you're bridging from. The brother.
Mars
Malone, yeah. It's Mars Malone. He's hot like fish grease, man.
Obviously, unfortunately, he's locked in it.
He still seems to be dropping things, though, you know.
Nah, no.
Yeah, big up Mars Malone.
Big up Mars, man. Big up Mars. But no, T Rose is doing his thing as well. He's been around for a minute still, because I watched that thing, fam. I sent it to you, blood. You had JK. Obviously, we got them man. We got the music man for Brom still. So I love, blood. Yeah, I'm just looking at it now. Yeah, JK sucks. Yeah, Daps on the map. And yeah, T Rhodes. They did that Red Bull raised the bar cipher. That was nuts still. Sucks when I still speak. I don't know what the hell he was speaking for. I'm speaking some next language and that. T Rhodes freestyle, the rap game, UK final, BBC One Extra. JDZ Music, JDZ Media. He just dropped a thing 6 days ago. Seems to be doing his thing, bro.
Yeah, man, big him up, man, big him up. I'm just saying, man's must can find a legal lane. Again, I'm not going to question what man are doing to make money. But if that's what a brother's doing, I believe, I'm not, in my opinion, it's meant to be a quick thing. It's meant to be a stop-off, never a destination. See what I'm saying? It's meant to be a stop-off because, like I said, now they're able to put your face big, big on the paper. A lot of these blogs that don't post your music normally, they don't post nothing about you normally, you know. They're now posting you down. Now they're pushing you down for. You see what I'm saying? That's what a lot of men need to understand. These same blogs, you know,
man are killing to be on, fam.
Yeah, these blogs are never posting no brummage, yeah, outside of negativity. That's what the city needs to understand. The city needs to understand that a lot of these blogs, yeah, only post us, yeah, when it's some drama we're in with people or some war that's going on or man have been locked. It's never like, yo, look what these men achieved or look what these lot have done. It's always sort of negative. So the city need to understand that, man.
Hi guys, we get a lot of questions about how I get my hair and my wave so silky smooth. So I'm gonna let you in on the secret now. We have these 100% satin do-rags. These are good for all hair types and textures. Whether you have waves, whether you've got plaits, whether you've got dreads, whether you just want to keep your hair flat. Gents as well, this is for the man, you know, don't tell anyone I told you. If you want to extend that haircut, then throw on your do-rag, man. Tie it at night, you roll around, it flattens the hair. Ladies, you get your nice little do on, you want to look good, you got a big date coming up. Tie it down, boo. You don't need to worry about it messing up when you wake up. You jump up. Come, so you ready for road, man? 100% satin do-rags. Click the link in the bio.
So, Stephen, I understand that we have some unfortunate news in regard to a case that we covered last year where... Once. A family of three were murdered.
Mm-hmm.
They were murdered. And, you know, we've got some unfortunate updates on that case. So, Stephen, what are you saying?
It's coming straight from BBC, yeah? So, Jamie Barrow, man who murdered family has jail sentence reduced. A man who killed a mother and her two daughters by setting fire to a flat has had his sentence reduced. Fatomuta Hydra, 28, died along with Fatima and Naima, aged 3 and 1, when their home in Clifton, Nottingham, was set ablaze in 2022. Neymar Jamie Barrow, Weissman, was convicted of 3 counts of murder for deliberately starting the fire and sentenced to life with a minimum term of 44 years. The Court of Appeal reduced it to 38 years on Tuesday. Lord Justice Singh, Mr. Justice Jay, and Judge Mayo said the original sentence was excessive in the circumstances of this case, Russ, but also express sincere sympathy for the family of the deceased. Nothing in this judgment should be taken in any way to detract from the gravity of the offences committed by this appellant, they said. The court heard Barrow had drunk 7 or 8, oh my God, cans of lager before getting fuel from his motorbike and setting fire to his neighbour's flat. Fam, I'm not even reading no more. I don't care. Listen, I've drank before. You've been with me when I've drank. Obviously, man ain't got wasted. Man ain't like that. But I've drank. And then a blood clot lager neither. Man, I wrestle Ray and him nephew, you know, no fam. Never want to burn down somebody yard.
Never.
They make excuses for everything. I'm just waiting for them to say, when it comes to sentence, that waste man who killed the little youth, Daniel, fam. I'm waiting for the nonsense to come with that. Everything's an excuse, blood. Oh, my man was drunk.
So, just before you carry on, Stephen, so have they taken 6 years off his sentence?
They've taken it off because he had a minimum of 44. Now he has a minimum of 38. They took off 6 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then they were trying to, basically, the judges tried to say, oh, the original one was too harsh.
Let me get this straight then. My man took a drunk lager. Man don't even care even if he was drunk. Because if I get drunk and go and box a man on his lips, they're still going to do me for assault. I can't say, oh, I was drunk. So let's just allow that excuse straight away. So this dude gets drunk, takes petrol from his motorbike, goes to a home where there is a mother and 2 children sleeping in there.
You knew because they're your neighbors.
Yeah, you knew, 1000% you knew. And even if you didn't know, you know that people live there. You know that there's people living there. You've put petrol and set it on fire, and that's led to 3 deaths. Now, hear what? Even if the woman was to live another 10 years and the children was to only have lived till there was 20 each, that's 50 years. That's 50 years. And they would have lived a lot longer than that. If this geezer didn't do that, these folks would have lived long, meaning that they would have lived longer than what I've just said. So how is it that this judge is able to say that this is excessive? It's crazy. The madness is crazy that's going on. How can you turn around and say that's excessive when he's just stole countless lives? Because remember, he ain't only stole them lives. The husband, he'll never be the same. The parents, they'll never be the same. The siblings, they'll never be the same. The friends, they'll never be the same. What about them 2 girls' future children? What about their future husbands? What about their future family? All of them things should be taken into consideration when man do crime like this.
Complexion for protection.
And of course the 6 years ain't that big of a, you know what I mean? When I say ain't that big of a, it's 38 not, still long, but it shouldn't be taken off. Okay. You should be adding on 6 years.
I should have added 6. But it's probably going to be a thing where, oh, it's up for review every 5 years or every 10 years. You know what I mean? So they'll probably keep chopping it down piece by piece by piece, you know, anyway. And my man's in prison chilling anyway, bro. People, because a lot of people love to say, they're going to do him inside, you know, bro. Fam, they never do nothing to these geezers, bro. They're either on PC, protective custody wing, whatever. I mean, they know about jail. They're either protected or they're just surrounded by fellow little weirdest man cronies inside and nothing happens to them. Nothing's going to happen, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's mental. That's definitely a major... That's a major slap. That's a major spit in the face to that, not only to that family, but to everybody from the community. Because look, that's basically saying, yo, their lives don't mean nothing. I'm keeping it real. That's what it's basically what they're saying, basically, that those folks' lives don't mean nothing. So to me, that's crazy. The disrespect's nuts, man.
Bible facts.
The disrespect's nuts. And I mean, like I said, 6 years, to me, that's still Nah, man, it's still, it shouldn't be taking not enough.
No, Cake, I know what you're saying. In the grand scheme of things, it's not a lot of time. It's reduced to, it gone from 40 years to 30 years. But it should, like you said, it shouldn't have took up anything. And the fact that it was even up for appeal is disgusting. They'll probably let my girl get an appeal soon if they already haven't. Like, Lucy, let me, you murdered you. Fam, they don't care about people, fam. And I wish they'd stop pretending that they did. I'd respect them more if they come and said, yo, we don't give a fuck about nobody. Just be real, man. Be real with your bullshit, man.
It's true, man. It's true. Because even just doing that, like, why would you even need to, so soon after it's happened, why would you want to have an appeal that soon after this has happened? Like,
what, 2 years?
Barely. This was last year we were discussing this case. Like, it's happened 2 years ago, but I'm talking about the sentencing still fresh. So how does it even make sense to even bring that up for an appeal now anyway? It don't make sense. It don't make sense at all. It's almost like, yo, it's being done to almost send out a bat signal. That's, I'm just keeping it real because I don't understand that, how that makes sense. But I don't know, man. I don't know. But lastly, though, yeah, before we wrap this up, did you see that John Fury guy?
Yeah, you sent me the video. What's going on? Wow. He's a sausage, you know.
I'm going to keep it real, Stephen. You know that Tyson Fury fight? I said I don't want to talk about it, yeah?
Give me your prediction.
Until, okay. I'll run ethical things though. I'm going to run a break ethical thing down. You know how I come, fam. So, I'm going to keep it 1,000 with folks, yeah? Didn't really want to touch this Tyson Fury fight at all until after. Because I don't really, even now I'm still on the fence, you know? I don't know if my man's really getting in the ring. Like, he just that kind of brother. But let's say he does get in the ring, yeah? Matter of fact, before we get into that, John Fury. Now, this is a major fight, you know. We're talking about, this is one of the biggest heavyweight fights in decades.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for all the marbles, as they call it. It's the undisputed. A lot of boxing fans have been waiting for this for a very long time. It appears as though it's about to happen on Saturday. Now, John Fury,
mm-hmm.
in the build-up to this fight, decides to headbutt a young member of Alexandra Usyk's camp. Now, it's not only the fact of what he did, you know, Stephen, because he headbutted this guy unprovoked.
Yeah.
Then he went on to lie about the reasons as to why he did it. He tried to lie and say that the guy got in his face, the guy was disrespecting his son, which on camera you can see that that wasn't the case. He also then goes on to, he's covered in blood, and then they're shouting and doing all of that. And I'm looking at this and I'm saying, these indigenous English folks, yeah, have already got a bad, bad name for like hooliganism and that. You know, like on the world stage, they got a bad rep for like fighting and a lot. You know, a lot of their movies like Green Street, you'll just get two, fam. A man will be like, yeah, I support West Ham. Then you'll have a next man will be like, yo, I support Villa or whatever. And man will just run at each other like it's Hastings 1066, you know.
Gladiator.
And just fight, you know.
How you not entertained?
Now. The government hate this. That's why you've kind of seen them kind of slow down on certain movies. The government hate this. John Fury goes to this thing, this fight build up, and headbutts a man and just puts that whole stigma on the indigenous UK fans. Because I know enough of them still. And it's disrespect, I'm not going to lie. My man's an idiot, man. And like I'm saying, he's going to get what he's looking for, trust me. Because a lot of men ain't looking to box and all them kind of things. Man will just lick out piece of glass and just, you see what I mean? You know them little glass things with the thing in it, the butcher. You remember the butchers, Stephen?
Yeah.
A man will just lick the butcher and lick out piece of your forehead front with that and see if you're jabbing. See if you're going to jab around that. But yeah, you know, I'm just talking. But it's disrespect, man. Big time disrespect. But okay, Let me break this down. So, Fury, when he's on form, take away all the gimmicks, take away all the foolishness, like man spot, man training and his underpants and all them kind of foolishness. Let's move all of that to one side for a minute.
Yeah.
And just look at raw skill.
Mm-hmm.
The better skillful. Very skillful. Let's not forget, this is the guy who made the heavyweight division great again. Let's not forget that. I'm not a hater. I'm not biased. Fury came in and took the belt from man that were holding up the division. Now, he had his mental issues after that. And based off of that, Joshua came through, did what he did, and the heavyweight division is what it is as we know it today. Right. However, that was 2015. We are now in 2024. And Fury, can he bring that game? We don't know. We'll find out on Saturday night. But if the Fury that turns up, that we know can turn up, it's going to be a very close fight. However, we've seen the foolishness that he kept up with Ngannou. And if he comes in like that, it's not going to be close. Now, I don't even know if I want to give away this prediction on Mayweather's win money, you know, because we ain't winning that.
Hold it down, then, fam.
All right, say no more, because I got it, you know, Steven, I got it.
Don't give out the exact prediction.
Okay, so I'm going to, should I just put it in this anyway, so we can come back?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, nah, allow that. Allow all of that. Anyway, Usyk now, A game. Usyk raises his game to who he's fighting. You could say that about Fury as well. But Usyk raises his game to who he's fighting. He made a beautiful quote yesterday. He said, if life was about size, then an elephant would be the king of the jungle. That made a lot of sense. Yeah. You know what that shows me? A man who's not afraid. You know what that shows me? A man who's prepared. My man's a serious boxer, people. Serious. And that's where I'm going to leave the thing, man. That's where I'm going to leave the thing. See what I'm saying? So we'll have to see what happens Saturday. But I just thought it was distasteful what Jonathan Fury done. He very distasteful.
Remember the KSI thing? And he does too much, man.
Way too much. So, yeah, man. What are you saying, Stephen?
I'm saying it's the greatest show on earth, man. Making Thursdays great again, never late again. The Dynamic Duo is back in full effect. Unbiased, unapologetic, and unfiltered, man. Tell your girlfriend I said hello. Changing the world one Thursday at a time. Your favorite podcast, favorite blood clot podcast. Yo, we're gone, man.
Unfiltered, folks. Back next week. We're out of here.